Now, this next story I'm going to tell you is incredible. Now, a woman from Bishop Auckland could be set to play a key part in Donald Trump's impeachment inquiry. Now, Fiona Hill has lived and worked in the United States for the past 27 years and is a very well-respected foreign affairs specialist. Now, she was also a top Russian advisor for the Trump administration's National Security Council until she stepped down in August. Now, Ms. Hill's expected to testify to Congress on Capitol Hill on Monday. Now, a short time ago, this afternoon, I spoke to Simon Marks. Now, he's chief correspondent for broadcast news agency Feature Story News in Washington, D.C., who has been following the story for us. Now, he says there are many fearing what Fiona Hill's testimony could be and are very damaging for the president.
There are some tenterhooks here. We want to see if there are any last-minute attempts to stop her from testifying, but it is already apparent that the tenor of what she's going to say to Democrats up on Capitol Hill is going to be damaging for the president if she gets a chance to say it. It's being widely reported here, seemingly through a well-sourced leak, that she is going to testify that the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, and the president's ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, essentially circumvented the normal policy processes inside the White House. They circumvented the National Security Council where she was working and were essentially running a freelance foreign policy in Ukraine that was deeply frustrating to her and to her colleagues on the National Security Council. And that's assuming she says that, that is going to be a big problem for President Donald Trump. In other words, she is poised to become, I think, a pretty central figure as the Democrats continue to investigate the possibility of impeaching the president and decide whether, in fact, they should ultimately vote for his impeachment.
She could be the missing link, couldn't she, to bring those Republicans in?
Look, I mean, I think that there are several other figures who are also going to deliver potentially very compelling testimony. What is interesting about Fiona Hill is that she was there for so long. This is an administration, as you know, that's got a remarkable revolving door. Figures tend to spin in and out of the White House with incredible velocity under this president. She was there for longer, frankly, than she intended to be there. And while she's not a direct witness to the conversation between President Trump and President Zelensky of Ukraine, Democrats are going to be fascinated to hear what she has to say about conversations that took place between President Vladimir Putin and President Donald Trump. They are bound to ask her, did she believe that at any point President Trump was compromising American national security in those conversations with President Putin? Was she frustrated that at least one conversation was just the two men and their interpreters, and at the end of it, President Trump ordered the interpreter to hand over her notes of the conversation and then destroyed them? Was that frustrating to the National Security Council? Did they ever find out with reliability what happened in that conversation? So she, in that sense, is a missing link. There are others, but she is a missing link who can provide an enormous degree of context to the events that have roiled Washington over the last 2 years, and they are definitely events that are now beginning to come to a head. I mean, it's pretty clear the Democrats will have the votes to impeach President Trump. At that point, you're absolutely right, all the action moves to the Senate. There will be a trial of the president in the Senate, and then it will be up to Republican senators to decide what to do. Do they stand by him, or do they ditch him? Because of her standing in this city, she's very, very highly regarded across the political divide here. She's published a biography of Vladimir Putin, very critical of the Russian president in the past. Because of her standing, I think that her testimony has the potential to influence people and at least to get people to start scratching their heads and thinking further about what may have been going on behind the walls of that White House since President Trump moved in.
It's absolutely incredible, isn't it? Absolutely incredible. And we'll follow up on that story next week here on BBC Tees.